Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yoini, we discuss another very important halacha within the laws of Amir La'akum. Yesterday we talked about asking a non-Jew to do a malacha for you when it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, letzorich mitzvah. And we talked about the parameters of when that's allowed, when that's not allowed. And today we continue on that theme. Now we don't talk about Amir La'akum, asking a non-Jew to do a malacha letzorich mitzvah. Today we talk about asking a non-Jew to do a malacha letzorich chayla. So one of the halachas in Hilchas Shabbos is that you're not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a malacha for you. It's called amira la'akum. You can't ask a guy or direct him to do a malacha for you. There's one exception to the rule, and that's called amira la'akum letzorich chayla. So if there's someone ill, there's someone sick, and they need something, and there's no danger attached to the sickness. It's a chayla she'ein boi sakana. There's no sakana, but his condition is severe enough that he's nafal mishkav. He's either bedridden, or even if he's not bedridden physically, but he's not functional enough that he would be in bed. That means it's debilitating. It's disturbing his functionality for Shabbos. So he has a severe headache. That is a nafal mishkav, even if he's walking around. But that level of chayli warrants the heter of Amir La'akum. So you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do a malacha letzorich chayla, even if it's a chayla she'ein by sakana, where there's no danger attached. Within this heter, the Shulchan Aruch takes it a step further and says that hakoil chaylim eitzel hatzina, which means that we determine that when people are very cold, they have the status of a chayla. If there's very cold weather in the house and you need it to be heated, the halacha is you're allowed to ask a goy to turn on the heat. Why? Because someone who's very cold has the status of a chayla she'ein bo sakana regarding this halacha, and you're allowed to ask a goy to put on heat for him. So you're allowed to ask a goy to turn on the heat or raise the heat in the house if the house is very cold. Continues the Mechaber, even if the house is warm enough for the regular person. So it's not too cold, but there are children and there are elderly people present. So either there's a child there or there's an elderly person there and they need additional heat, Amir la'akam is mutter. You're allowed to ask a guy to turn up the heat for their benefit. Why? Because their needs take on the status of a chayla. So if let's say you have an AC, the air conditioner was on, and as a result, the house is becoming way too cold. You're allowed to ask a guy to turn off the air conditioner because hakoil chayl eitzel tzino. There's a machlokes about the reverse case. What about if everyone's too hot? It's extremely hot in the house. Do you have the same halacha, hakoil chayla eitzel hachayim? And maybe you could ask a non-Jew to do a malacha to make it colder because it's too hot in the house. This is a machlokes apayskim. Some paiskim say, no, this dispensation only applies to the cold weather. Some paiskim extend it to the heat. But be that as it may, that is the kula. Now, what we're saying over here is as follows. Number one, Amir la'akam is mutter for a chayla. Number two, cold weather gives you the status of chayli. So if it's very cold, it gives you the status of a chayla and you're allowed to do Amir la'akam. Moreover, we're saying that a child, even if he's normal and he's healthy, he's not sick, but a child, his needs are more intense and it's more necessary to fulfill his needs. Therefore, the needs of a katan, the needs of a child, we deem as if it's the needs of a chayla, and therefore Amir la'akam is mutter for the needs of a child. Which means that if, let's say, you have a child that has a need, and if left unfulfilled, it could lead to sickness, because that's the way we consider it. A child's needs have to be met. Because if the child needs something and you can't fulfill it otherwise in an eifen heter, you're allowed to ask a guy, do a malacha for that need. So for instance, if you have an infant and it's only going to eat a certain baby food and that baby food wasn't prepared before Shabbos, you're allowed to ask a guy to prepare it, to cook it, even if that entails a malacha d'oraisa. Why? Because the needs of that katan, that child, that infant, is considered the needs of a chayla. Or let's say a child who's scared of the dark. So he's considered the status of a chayla. And therefore, if let's say a light turned off on Shabbos, the fuse blew, a bulb burnt out, and it affects the child because now the child's scared of the dark, it's mutter to tell a goy to repair it even by way of a malacha deraisa. Because amir la'akum, even asking the goy to do a malacha deraisa, is mutter for the benefit of a katan that has a need, and the need can't be fulfilled in a permissible way. Why? Because the needs of a katan is considered the needs of a chayla. Now, what's the age of the katan that gets him into this category? So basically, we assume that this doesn't apply after the kid is past 9. And for sure, below 3, he has the status of a chayla. Sometimes even a chayla sheyesh b'sechana, depending on the case. But certainly this applies under 3. And somewhere between 3 to 9, the place can say that it depends on the status of the child, the particular strength and weakness of that child that you're discussing. So for sure, past 9, we assume it doesn't apply. We assume it does apply for sure under 3. And 3 to 9, it depends on the kid. Bottom line, this is a very important heter within the laws of Amir Lak.